Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 90 for Tuesday, October 4th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down 50 cents to up $2 per ton on Tuesday. The November contract was at $467 a ton, as unfavorable weather in Western Canada underpinned the market. Rain and snow forecasted for parts of the prairies through the next 3 to 5 days has had a bullish effect on prices. Losses in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart added to the advances on Tuesday. However, weakness in U.S. soybeans and soy oil limited the upside in the canola market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were weaker, corn gained, and wheat was mixed. Soybeans were down 4 to 9 cents with the November contract at $9.63 a bushel. Soybeans declined on Tuesday, correcting lower after sharp advances on Monday. Better crop condition ratings reported by the United States Department of Agriculture were also bearish. Harvest pressure was a feature, though progress is behind the average pace, which limited some losses. Harvesting is about 26% finished, which compares with last year's pace of 36% and a 5-year average of 27%. Corn was up 2 to 3 cents with the December contract at $3.48 a bushel. Corn was higher, gathering spillover support from advances in the crude oil market. Stronger crude oil prices increase the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of biofuel. Declining crop condition ratings reported by the USDA added to the upside on Tuesday. Crop conditions fell 1% this week, leaving 73% of the crop in good to excellent condition. However, harvest pressure and strength in the U.S. dollar capped advances. Wheat was down 4 cents to up 6 with the Chicago December contract at $3.96 a bushel. The market was mixed as winter wheat seeding progress pressured some contracts. However, spillover support from the corn market limited losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, October 4th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.